Today I've been busy removing, and I'm all of a fidgety fidge. My last digs were on the embankment, the third seat from Waterloo Bridge. But the cooking and all the attendance didn't happen to suit me so well. So I ordered my man to pack up and look out for another hotel. He did, and the new place is extra, I vow. Just wait till I tell you where I'm staying now. I live in Trafalgar Square with four lions to guard me. Fountains and statues all over the place, and the Metropole staring me right in the face. I'll own it's a trifle drafty, but I look at it this way, you see. If it's good enough for Nelson, it's quite good enough for me. The beds ain't as soft as they might be, still the temperature's never too high, and it's grand to see swells who are passing look on you with envious eye. And then when you wake up in the morning, just fancy how nice it must be to have a good walk for your breakfast, and the same for your dinner and tea. There's many a toff up in Park Lane tonight who'd be glad if he only had my appetite. I live in Trafalgar Square with four lions to guard me. Fountains and statues all over the place, and the Metropole staring me right in the face. I'll own it's a trifle drafty, but I look at it this way, you see. If it's good enough for Nelson, it's quite good enough for me. When I think of those unlucky bounders, the Morgans and Clarence Declares, who are forced to put up at the Cecil, my tenderest sympathy's theirs. And to show I'm not selfish nor greedy, I just tell each aristocrat that I don't mind exchanging apartments. Now I can't say much fairer than that. But the soft-headed sillies won't hear what I say. They still go on suffering while I'm all okay.
I live in Trafalgar Square with four lions to guard me.
Fountains and statues all over the place, and the Metropole staring me right in the face. I'll own it's a trifle drafty, but I look at it this way, you see. If it's good enough for Nelson, it's quite good enough.